why you're doing. And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
And good evening. Here we are, ladies and gentlemen. We are on this Friday night edition of the program, and we are dialing up our guest tonight, Rob Sanchez. He has a website, jobdestruction.org or .com. Look it up. Job Destruction. .org or .com. All right, formerly known as Zazona.com. We'll be talking with him momentarily about the destruction of American jobs here in the United States with legal immigration, not to mention illegals, the HB1 workers and those who hire them, H2Bs and so forth, green card applications. And we're going to talk specifically about an incident that took place recently on the web and what happened in that particular case. So it should be a very interesting program. We invite those of you that have questions and comments to get on the lines as soon as you can to join us at that, you know, magic number that we have, that magic number. Yes, it gets you on, 800-313-9443. That's the number, toll-free from anywhere, 800-313-9443. So if you take a cursory look at the website, you see what we're talking about. But better than that, let me introduce him now and say hello to Rob Sanchez. Hello, Rob.
Hello. How's it going, Rick?
Fine. I'm glad to have you on the program.
Yeah, I'm excited to be here. I guess I'm a first-timer for your show.
Uh-huh. Yes, you are for my show. And I don't know if you've been on RBN at all, but here you are tonight on this major network, and we're going to be talking about your website, which I'm sure that probably a lot of people, including myself, had not been aware of a couple of weeks ago. And, you know, you deal specifically with that magic term, job destruction.
That's right.
I mean job destruction in America, of course, right?
Yes, because that's what we're experiencing. We're experiencing a massive destruction of jobs of both low and high-skilled workers.
Mm-hmm.
It's
yep.
across the board. So I made this website devoted to the issue of job destruction, but I primarily focus on two major topics.
Mm-hmm.
Legal immigration, which is something most people, or a lot of people, don't talk about enough.
That's right. They
don't. And offshoring. And I try to talk about how the two are actually related with each other.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, my website, originally, as you mentioned, it started out as Zazona.com, and you can still get there by that address, but
mm-hmm.
you can also go to jobdestruction.info, and probably most people, instead of going to my website, they're probably more likely to read my newsletter,
yes.
which I call the Job Destruction Newsletter, and I publish that by email. It's free of charge,
mm-hmm.
and depending on how hot issues are, I might put them out from one time of a week to every day.
Yes, that's very interesting. We'll talk about the newsletter, how people can get it, and also a lot of questions that I have. So we'll come right back to you after this first break, and we'll do that. Okay, our guest is Rob Sanchez, jobdestruction.info.org or com.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Alrighty, Radio Avenger here tonight with Rob Sanchez, and there's so many things that people need to know, as you point out in your directory, the guest worker database, the guest worker information center, the petition to abolish the H-1B visa program, and all of that. But I think I should start off first, Rob, by asking you a little bit about yourself and how you became involved in this. What's your background and exactly what motivated you to start the website?
Well, let me tell you, I grew up on the border in El Paso, Texas. Uh-huh. And since I was a kid, I've seen the illegal alien invasion. We used to actually sit on the, you know, as a kid, this is actually sort of amusing to us, we'd sit on the bridge going over the Rio Grande River, mm-hmm. you know, between El Paso and Juarez, Mexico.
Now, you're on the American side, of course, right?
Well, actually, sometimes, if you could picture, we're standing on the bridge right above the Rio Grande.
Right, so
we're probably
middle.
Right in between both nations.
Right.
Because the Rio Grande is the Rio Grande is the official dividing line.
Yeah, right. But you're born American, born here in the United States?
That's right.
Okay. I just wanted to establish that. All right.
But I grew up in El Paso, which just happens to be a border town.
Yep.
And we'd actually, this is right there on the bridge, you know, where the Border Patrol are.
Mm-hmm.
We just watch the illegals with suitcases in hands just walk across the shallow waters. And they're, you know, sometimes there's not more than 3 or 4 inches of water.
Yeah, forget the bridge. We'll take the water, right?
Yeah, You know, hey, I'd rather take the water. It's a little cooler. And it didn't seem to stop them, and we just sit there and watch them, and it was sort of an amazing sight, because you'd see one Border Patrol agent sort of racing between two or three big groups of illegals, and when he got close to one, the other would go across the river. And as a kid, I was just thinking, well, this is the stupidest thing I've ever seen. And I thought, well, you know, being an idealistic kid, I thought, well, something's going to be done about this, because this is the United States, and we can't allow something this stupid to happen. Mm-hmm. Well, boy, that was about 40 years ago. Mm-hmm. And it's happening now more than it did then, so we haven't accomplished a darn thing.
Yep.
So, anyhow, I grew up in El Paso, Texas. I graduated from UTEP, which some of us euphemistically call Harvard on the border.
Yeah.
I graduated with my electrical engineering degree and came to Scottsdale, Arizona to work for Motorola until I suffered my first big layoff. Mm-hmm. And then I found out, boy, having an engineering degree isn't quite as good as I thought it was. All of a sudden, it's hard. This is back in 1988. All of a sudden, it's getting a little hard to find a job. But I did find a job, and I've had engineering jobs, you know, large periods of unemployment. But the problem is, it got harder and harder to find a job. And, you know, I've always been a big advocate on immigration control.
Mm-hmm.
But I never thought, I always pictured it as being an illegal alien problem.
Right.
And it took me quite a while to figure out my employment problems had nothing to do with illegal immigration, but it had everything to do with legal immigration.
That's right.
And my career was destroyed, and I sort of went on a mission to find out why, and that's why I started my website. Because once I did find out why, I figured, well, I better start letting people know what's going on here.
And how did you come up with the former website, Zazona?
Well, that's sort of a funny story. I sort of, when I started my website, I actually meant it to be a hobbyist website, and I just wanted something that sounded sort of like Arizona, since that's where I lived.
Mm-hmm.
And I, at the time, I was naive enough to think that I could probably say everything there is to need to be said about H-1B and one or two web pages. Boy, that was a naive notion. Instead, it sort of turned into a full-time profession for me. And, you know, once I started the website and I started talking about H-1B and I started finding out more about it, I decided, you know, the corporations have done everything they can to destroy my career. So I'm going to return the favor. I am going to do everything to destroy their party.
Mm-hmm.
They're exploiting cheap foreign labor. They're destroying this country. Mm-hmm. And you know what? I am going to go down fighting these guys. And the way I'm going to fight them is by informing the American public. So that's sort of my story.
Hey, it's a good story. Amen for you. And I take my hat off to you, Rob, for doing all of this work. And you're right. Who you know, among us really spends enough time, including myself, talking not merely about the illegal destruction, you know, the illegal alien destruction of America, but the legal immigrants who are coming here and coming here to work, and how they're being recruited, how they're being courted by these major corporations in the United States that have not gone to offshoring yet, have not taken advantage of that. And you mentioned the H-1B workers and the H-2B workers and the green card applications by company name, job category, location, and salary. Where do we begin here with the H-1Bs? Tell us how they're doing this, Rob.
Well, let me tell you, Rick, you're right. Not enough, near enough attention is paid to this. You know, there's about 1 million illegal aliens that enter our country every year, and that's a heck of a lot of people.
It sure is.
But there's also about 1 million legal immigrants, and of those, most of them come here to work. You know, I'm not including kids and family.
Right,
but,
understood.
We're saying hundreds of thousands of immigrants come here to work every year, and unlike their brethren who are illegal aliens, these foreigners come here and they take our better paying jobs, our high skilled jobs. They're not coming here primarily to work in landscaping. They're coming here to work in engineering, computer programming.
Yep.
They come here to be pharmacists, school teachers. And so what we're seeing here is a lot of people talk about, you know, it's a really interesting phenomenon. You hear people talk all the time about, oh, isn't it terrible that illegal aliens are coming here and taking low-skilled factory jobs or jobs in slaughterhouses?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, it is actually terrible they're doing that. But nobody in the media seems to care less about the fact that PhDs in physics are being put out on the street because they can't find a job.
Mm-hmm.
And
I remember, Rob, I could have sworn maybe it was you, but it wasn't. A long time ago, a listener calling this very program, had to be well over a year, maybe a year and a half ago, since I've been doing this into 3 years now, and him saying exactly what you're saying to me now. He called in and he said, you know, people are not aware of the fact that we have this exodus of jobs, not just out of the country itself, but out of the hands of those who are well-skilled Americans.
Right.
Who you know, are being displaced by these H-1B workers and others, H-2Bs and so forth, and you know, nobody's talking about it. Nobody's mentioning it. And here you are tonight on this very program saying exactly that. I hope the fellow is listening who called and will call in, and I know there are many of you who are listening who are in this boat and can relate to this phenomenon, but again, it's so important for people to understand that the Congress of the United States and previous administrations have allowed these changes in the law to take place so these people can come in and do exactly what they're doing to American jobs.
That's right.
American industry.
And Rick, let's emphasize here, anytime these politicians say they want guest worker visas because there's a shortage of American workers.
Yeah.
And by the way, that's their excuse for H-1B.
Mm-hmm.
You know, their big excuse for H-1B has been that we have a shortage of engineers and computer programmers, which is bunk. But
absolutely,
anytime they say that, all it is, and they know darn well, when they write the laws are written so that an abundance of foreign workers can come here and to cause a global labor arbitrage.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a word people ought to remember, because that's what we're seeing here, global labor arbitrage. And anytime the politicians are talking about there's protections in the bill to protect American workers, you know, the protections are made, the so-called protections are drafted by corporate lawyers.
Yes.
and big dollar lobbyists like Jack Abramoff,
mm-hmm,
who was one of the major lobbyists for H-1B back in the early 90s.
Yes, he was.
So, and all the politicians, like John McCain, was a co-sponsor of H-1B.
Mm-hmm.
He knows darn well the way he wrote the law, it allows corporations to displace American workers. But all he'll talk about is, oh, the bill protects American workers. Well, it's all bunk. This is just a way of corporations, mm-hmm, bringing in cheap labor and dumping American workers.
And that's the important thing. I want to get into why is it? What is built into the law when we come back from the break?
Okay.
The corporations here in America, on American soil, can indeed, you know, be given preference to hire the H-1Bs, H-2Bs, and so forth over Americans who were born here in this country, lifelong Americans, and how they can do that. What's the incentive? How does it work? And then I want you to tell us about that, I think it was the YouTube experience that you tracked recently with a legal corporation offering seminars on how corporations can do exactly this.
Yes, indeed.
All right. We'll be back with our guest, Rob Sanchez. Jump aboard. Get online, jobdestruction.info.com.org. It'll get you there, and we'll be back with your calls, 800-313-9443.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by doctors Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Haven't you got any respect for this town? I just lost it.
Hey, we're back. Yes, we've lost a lot of respect for Washington. And with us tonight is Rob Sanchez. And job destruction is the name of the game. We have callers lined up, but I'm going to put them off for a few minutes till after the half-hour break here, because I want you to establish a couple of points here. What we're asking you, Rob, is, first of all, why in the world would an American corporation be giving preference to an H-1B worker, a guest worker, an H-2B, whatever classification they're in, to get work visas over American citizens?
Well, you know, there's probably three major reasons. The first reason is the most obvious, and that is salary, because most of the aliens come from highly populous nations like China and India, mm-hmm. where the population is high, so there's a lot of people, and salaries are extremely low, so they're definitely willing to come over here to the United States and underbid American workers. So companies want foreign workers primarily for the cheap labor. But there are other reasons that make the whole program very convenient. H-1B is actually an indentured labor program, as well as H-2B and some various other employment-based visas. The reason they are is because the employer owns the visa. So the aliens become an indentured servant to the companies. Let's face it, companies always like to have total control over their employees. And if you're indentured, hey, if the employer says we want you to work 70 hours a week, well, you work 70 hours a week. Now, another slightly less obvious thing employers like, this has to do with age discrimination. Typically, you know, if you look at the demographics of these countries like China and India, they have a huge number of young people that are getting college degrees. They're skilled workers. And you've got U.S. companies that traditionally have always discriminated against older employees, especially in high tech. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're over 35, if they can get rid of you and hire somebody that's 25, mm-hmm. they'll do it. And of course, part of the reasons their salary, and you know, there's other reasons. But H-1B, if you look at it demographically, they're primarily young males around 25 years old, which is exactly what American companies want to hire.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they don't want to hire women. They don't want to hire older, you know, employees. So we've got three major reasons: wages, indentured servitude, and age discrimination. And there are some other advantages like taxes, but mm-hmm. we could all lump those into saving money.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and it's,
hey,
it's
you know,
the
I'm
good
not,
old...
I mean, I'm not against saving money either.
Right, you know, all of us like to save money.
But it's not just about that. It's about a trade-off here that actually impinges on our own sovereignty as a nation. And the ramifications are unfortunately rather ugly for America and American independence, particularly now with this push for this borderless union, if you will.
Right.
And it really ties together very interestingly now.
Well, let me tell you another big reason that sort of ties in with what you just mentioned, that companies need these so-called guest workers, is we are on a, you know, this nation is on a free trade mission, mm-hmm. It seems, to export every one of our good-paying jobs overseas.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can't just export jobs until you have workers that have the skills, you know, to work at your plant in Bangalore. So what you do is you bring them over here.
That's right.
You train them with U.S. workers, mm-hmm. and then you move the jobs over there. And there are CEOs that call this whole process, you know, they've got a nice little term for it.
Uh-huh.
They call it knowledge transfer. But basically, right. knowledge transfer is we bring them here and ship them over there. And you know what? When a chip company is set up, like a semiconductor factory is set up in China, that's one less place the U.S. can get semiconductors from for the military, for instance. So it is a big security issue because we're moving our expertise overseas.
So
we're becoming more and more dependent on foreign nations, you know, to do our basic work, even to make our TVs and our
basic our
products.
Our computers. Just recently, I've been having all this trouble with computers, and I called a company, HP, and first of all, I'm not speaking to somebody in America at all.
No,
I'm
absolutely not.
I'm speaking to somebody who can't even pronounce my name, nor can they pronounce the state that I live in, and I feel so embarrassed, and I'm saying, hey, where are you from? Where am I speaking to you? Oh, I'm in India. Oh, okay, you're in India. Huh? All right, so what are you doing talking to me? You can't speak English that well, despite your training. And here I am trying to speak to somebody who can't even pronounce my name. This is not good PR. And I try to dissuade them in every way possible, and the companies, to give them negative feedback when they ask you, how are you treated? How did you feel about the way you were, our support staff dealt with your problem? So I try to make it as uncomfortable for them as possible. So they'll get the message and realize they're doing us and themselves a great disservice by doing this. Here, the computer's made in Red China. The mouse is made in Mexico, or vice versa. forget it. We'll be right back with our guest, Rob Sanchez. Those of you on the line, stay tuned. Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adams. Hey, turn your horse radio on. Rick Adams is on.
And we're back now with Rob Sanchez. And by the way, if you'd like to get his online newsletter emailed to you, I guess they can do that, Rob, by going to news@jobdestruction.info, right?
That's right. They can just email me and tell me they want to subscribe, and they can find that email address just by going to my website, because, you know, it's easy to forget those things.
Sure.
As long as they can get to my website, they can find my newsletter. And I don't put anybody on my mailing list unless they ask to subscribe.
Right.
So people must send me an email.
That's good. Okay, that's very nice of you. And let me just mention, before we take calls, that one of the things that caused me to have you on the program particularly was your newsletter and your information concerning this law firm in Pittsburgh that, you know, Cohen and Grisby holding a seminar in Pittsburgh, and that was on May 15th. Their purpose was to promote the firm and to recruit new corporate clients.
Right.
And what exactly did they do that caught your attention, and what happened when they went on YouTube?
Well, you know, they actually videotaped the entire seminar, and surprisingly, they put it on YouTube. I guess they thought it was a good marketing move.
Yeah, I guess they did, huh?
turned out to be a real public relations fiasco for them, but the very fact they put this seminar on just shows you how shameless, ruthless, and arrogant these immigration lawyers are. Because anybody with a brain wouldn't, you'd think they wouldn't want the public to know about these things, but it just goes to show that they really don't care what the public thinks.
Obviously. You
they're
know, they
driven
the public
by greed
doesn't
and power
know any better anyway.
They're very arrogant, and they think they can go out there and tell employers. You know, the whole purpose of the seminar was, look, we are a brilliant bunch of lawyers, and we will teach you how to screw American workers, how to displace them out of their jobs, and how not to have to hire them. You hire us, the immigration firm, and we'll tell you corporations how to do all of that. We are the one-stop center for you to get your cheap labor.
It didn't stay on YouTube very long, though, did it?
Oh, not at all. Let me tell you about that one. I got wind of those YouTube videos last week, and I put out a newsletter on Friday about part nine, which was on YouTube. It has some of the some amazing quotes on it. You know, if you were going to watch any part, it'd be part nine. Well, by Monday morning, it was taken offline. And I think what really prompted them is the Programmers Guild went and got part 9 and 10 and made a short 4-minute excerpt video of it, put it to some music and had some subscripts. And I guess all of a sudden the lawyers, they must have said, oops, we better take this offline. So, no, it only took a couple days.
Yeah, and the reaction was not very pleasant. I imagine their phones were very busy that day.
I think where things really turned sort of bad for them is Lou Dobbs got a hold of the story. and he showed a part of that Programmers Guild video right there online.
Yep.
And by the way, that's an organization that all high-tech people should support, and they should go to their website. It's ProgrammersGuild.org. Things have gone from being a promotional video on YouTube for the greedy immigration lawyers to a total PR disaster. Yeah, they goofed.
And you know, this is unfortunately not just one firm, of course, but many have gotten in on the gravy train. And as I said, you know, for the love of money is the root of all evil. They have no loyalty to any country, this country or Mexico or Red China or any of them. They're globalists. They're internationalists. They think like globalists. They think like internationalists because the bottom line is money.
That's
what it comes down to. How can we get the most bang for our buck, and how can we rake in more businesses in the corporate world, okay? Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that American corporations or business in this country don't deserve a break to begin with. I think they're overtaxed, they're overregulated, and that's where much of the problem lies, and why they seek to escape all of this morass is because these same scumbags in Congress, Rob, have, of course, overtaxed them to death, the Democrats and the Republicans. They've overregulated them. They've made having a business start up almost impossible now. But then, what do? I mean, then they exploit the situation they've created and helped create, and then go over to the other side and rake in the controls there, rake in the votes, rake in the money. I mean, there's no conscience here on the part of these socialists, is there?
Absolutely not. And these immigration lawyers, they're driven by they are driven by greed, but I think there's a much bigger issue here. I think many of them and the people they report to really do have an ideological hatred of the United States as a nation state.
I do think
there's the ideologues there that really feel like this is the way to tear our nation down.
You bet your life.
And that's exactly what they want to do.
Bet your life.
And they can sort of get rich in the process.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, one of the things you that's amazing about watching those videos is the coldness of these lawyers as they talk about the what I call the rules of engagement against the American middle class.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
you know, well like put. This lawyer is he was the moderator, and he's one of the lawyers in the law firm. His name is Larry Lebowitz.
Uh-huh.
Now, let me read you what he said.
Okay.
This is an exact quote. Our goal is clearly not to find a qualified and interested U.S. worker. And I want to read that again. Our goal is clearly not to find a qualified and interested U.S. worker. And what would really strike you when you're watching that is the indifference when he's saying that and the business-as-usual attitude of the rest of the people that are up there as speakers. To them, this is just the rules of engagement. It's a business transaction. Mm-hmm. And they have a total disregard for the meaning of what they're saying here. Let's talk about the meaning. They're saying if some American citizen, they apply for, they want a job and they're qualified for the job, you know, unlike Bush that thinks Americans are too stupid to be qualified.
Mm-hmm.
They're qualified for the job. They want the job. And these lawyers are telling companies, this is how not to hire that American and how to avoid him so that you can bring in the H-1B foreign worker. Those lawyers could care less about the fact they're ruining this person's life because, you know, we all need a job to survive.
Mm-hmm.
They've just got a passionate disregard for their actions.
Right.
And I think that's what will drive you nuts about watching them. Now, let me, I've got a big announcement here, Rick.
Mm-hmm.
And people should listen to this very closely because right now people are lamenting the fact that these lawyers took the videos offline.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just say that the videos are going to be back very soon, and they are going to be online for the public to view. And I can tell you right now, people, write this down.
I think I know where. Yes, go ahead.
Because I want them to know where they can find the link. And it'll be at projectusa.org.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll be a new site called Liar, Liar, Pants on Fire.
Mm-hmm.
But all they have to do is go to Project USA, or they can subscribe to my newsletter because I will announce when these videos are made back online.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one thing is, when you put something online, it never dies, and this ain't going to die. The American public, they will get to see these videos. So, you
good
know,
for you.
Too bad, Cohen and Grigsby. You know, you thought you were going to take it off so we couldn't find the truth out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, too bad. They're coming back, baby.
And they bite. All right,
yeah.
They're going to bite you. Let's take some calls.
1-800. Bad news for them, I know, but good news for the American public that needs to know what's going on here.
You got it. 313-9443. 1-800-313-9443. Let me begin with a man who certainly knows what's going on right there in Virginia. Ernie, hello.
Hello, Rick, and hello, Rob.
Hi, Ernie.
I'm sorry to hear about what happened to you personally. You go to engineering school, you gain your experience, job experience, you are a loyal employee, and then you get laid off, and then you have to come back and forth and try to get a job. It increases your risk, it diminishes your quality of life, and frustration, et cetera. And having felt that pain, you wanted to help others by doing research to get a handle on what was really going on, and I admire you for not quitting and standing tall for not only your rights, but other workers' rights. I'd like to go a little further. I hope on those videos that we'll be back soon. I hope they're back Monday for that immigration vote. I hope you can get them back as soon as Monday, because we're going to be in a very close vote in the Senate, and we want to see that amnesty bill defeated. We want to stick it to this administration and people like Senator Lott, who believes Radio America is running the country. No, American citizens are figuring out about the treason created by NAFTA, their free trade agenda, the globalist agenda, and what they're after is to destroy our middle class, and they've been doing a good job, but time is running out on these people and this treason they have committed. It goes beyond discrimination, age discrimination. They want to take away our Constitution, our Bill of Rights. We're a threat to the globalist agenda and the one-world government. They want to reduce us to slaves and canifer. Transferring knowledge, transferring jobs, we have a $800 billion current account deficit. Free trade does not work. It hasn't worked, and they know it's not working, but we are now being held captive by India and China because of the fiat dollar nearly collapsed in value, and so now we're beholden to these other countries, and we have no other choice because of these two political parties and greed and corruption, waste, fraud, and abuse. They have no morals. They have no respect for the American worker. They're undermining our independence, our worker attitudes, etc. Now, let me go one step further. Would you? I think you're hitting on a lot of the key issues here. Mm-hmm. Not only wages, age discrimination, the indentured servant aspect, mm-hmm. but they realize. Oh, this is what I understand in reading. The powers to be believe our standard of living is too high for the rest of the world. They want to reduce us to a third world standard. They want to reduce us. That's why the open invasion, that's why this war on terrorism is nothing but a fraud. They have kept these borders open, and now the Mexican trucks are going to be allowed into the country. We will have Mexican drivers, but I got a question for you, Rob. Have you looked at companies buying up Mexican trucks, truck companies?
No, I haven't. I'm not aware of that. But I'll tell you what, I live just a couple miles from I-10 where the Mexican truckers are going to come barreling down the freeway, and it scares the dickens out of me. And I don't really care if American companies buy the Mexican trucks or Mexican companies or whether they're Chinese companies. It
because
doesn't really matter
American
to me.
Workers.
I don't think American companies are American anymore.
No, they're
so
not.
It doesn't matter to me if they're owned by Mexico or Brazil or whoever.
I agree. But I agree with that point. But there is collusion here with Mexico. There is
totally.
These international corporations in the state of Texas, there have been recent decisions by the governor. First, the Texas legislature voted against the NAFTA superhighway system and the use of eminent domain, and then the governor of Texas, Rick Perry, has vetoed these two pieces of legislation. We're talking about thousands of people losing potentially their property. They are under siege by this government. Now, there is an upcoming meeting in August in Quebec. The president will be going to meet with officials from Mexico and Canada on the North American Union. That's August 20th. So they're going to be rushing this this amnesty bill. It's all related to putting us under this new regional government, and it's being done at a very high speed. Now, your analysis is on point, but what I'm trying to get at in this discussion is the bigger picture, the contributing cause. Your condition and the details of which, and your analysis is right on, but your videos, if you can get those back and get Lou Dobbs and get the attention, I think we can break that bill and defeat that bill, and that's critical in order to save our nation and sovereignty, and then we need to focus on how to restore American labor and to get control of the labor movement again, and get rid of these international corporations' stranglehold over the American worker.
Yeah, your strategy idea is absolutely brilliant, Ernie.
Well, I think it's absolutely true. The globalists consider the American middle class to be one of the biggest impediments for them globalizing the world.
Absolutely.
And what they're doing is they're using, again, immigration, which I call global labor arbitrage, mm-hmm. to bust the American middle class. And once they have us poor and destitute like a typical third world country, that's when they can globalize us.
Absolutely.
They really do consider the American middle class to be enemy number one.
Yeah,
right. And at the same time, they do consider us enemy number one. They have at the same time been creating a nanny state to break the independence and reduce the American worker ethic, which was the best in the world, to undermine American labor, to make us dependent on government and the state.
You failed.
They want absolute control. That's what this is all about. They're pushing, with this amnesty bill, they're pushing the RFID chip, the RFID, the national ID system,
yeah.
which states mm-hmm. are rejecting. They're backdooring that through this amnesty bill, along with the SPP.gov
right.
provisions.
Yep, you're right. You're right, Ernie. Thank you so much for bringing those points to the program again.
Thank you.
All right. We'll take more calls when we return with our guest, Rob Sanchez. I'm Rick Adams, jobdestruction.info. We'll be right back with more Radio Avenger and you.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, Documents, plural.com.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by doctors Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Can man control his destiny? Can he change the shape of things to come?
We're back now with with Rob Sanchez and part 9 of 20 of this video documentary of the seminar that was on YouTube. The quote is, "Our goal is clearly not to find a qualified and interested U.S. worker." So much for unemployment numbers, so much for bringing them down. Indeed, they're displaced by guest workers. And Mr. Bush, of course, as you know, refers to illegals as guests. So we know the goal, we know the game plan, it's pretty clear. And as Ernie said, this needs to be brought out. The videos need to be shown to these congresspeople. And in the Senate, they need to spike, kill, and totally destroy any bill aimed at amnesty for any illegals, as far as I'm concerned, Rob. And then work to change the law, because now we see the evils of the legal amnesty proposal as well, as clearly as we've never seen before.
Definitely. And, Rick, let me emphasize that they have 20 parts on YouTube. They were 20 video clips.
This is only
all
nine.
In all,
this is
probably about 2 hours of the seminar.
Mm-hmm.
All 20 of them were there, and all 20 of them will be back soon.
Yes.
And part 9 of 20 may have been the most provocative, but let me tell you, you listed all 20 parts. I call it a cornucopia of expert advice for employers, and they talk about some interesting topics such as how to dump the resumes of qualified Americans, mm-hmm. how to rig job requirements mm-hmm. with specific skills to eliminate anyone but the foreigner that they already want to hire or probably already have hired and want to change the visa. They've got tutorials on how to conduct fake and sham interviews and post bogus newspaper ads so that they can show they had good faith in recruiting Americans. There's a lot of material there in part 9 of 20. That's definitely the one that got people's ire, but you've got to listen to all of this to believe it.
Yeah, that's the sound and video bite. That's the one we use. All right, let's start a call here. We continue into the second hour. I'm sure you can stay, Rob. Let's talk to Carl in Indiana. Hello, Carl.
Hi. I just want to thank Rob Sanchez. As soon as he posted the email, I downloaded the full set, all 20. He's leaving out one of the prime ones. In the 20th one, the immigration lawyers talk about this was done back in May, and they had high hopes for this immigration bill, which is going down in flames. And they mentioned the fact that they were just so happy that not only do they have President Bush pushing this, but they have the Democrats having the House, and they're number one ex-immigration lawyer Zoe Lofgren is going to help them ram it through. And it was just the arrogance of them. I mean, they put this out there because they thought it was going to, as soon as this immigration bill comes out, they're going to be flooded with a new quota of H-1Bs, and they're going to be in the money. And it was just hilarious, the meltdown. And and I think what people need to understand is this whole H-1B thing is just created just corruption everywhere. I think one other reason that Rob isn't mentioning, I think the H-1B is an enormous source of corruption within corporations. I don't believe that a lot of the H-1Bs are being paid, even the low wages they're saying they're getting paid. I believe that they're getting screwed out of additional money, because you see it on the Indian websites. You see it on their own websites that H-1Bs have done for themselves. They're getting screwed out of health insurance, tax withholdings. They're getting screwed out of their salaries. And I'm saying, where is that money going? Is it going into profit? Is that being used to finance kickbacks?
Yeah. If you want to hang on, stay on, Carl, you can do so. We just have a
one-minute break. I will. I'll hang on.
All right. 1 minute break. We'll be right back with our guest and our caller, Rob Sanchez. We'll be right back in hour number two of tonight's program, Uncensored Radio, Free America. Tell everyone to tune in. I'm Rick Adams.